This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gary Havens, our guest, Armageddon's the film. Exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Anthony Gutiard is going to come in here in the studio. I'm overriding things right now and take over the last 30 minutes. A lot of fresh news and info. Nightly news is tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Our reporters are going to Milwaukee, where Trump's giving a speech tomorrow outside Milwaukee, and where there'll probably be more riots and shooting tonight to cover that. Finishing up the whole Black Lives Matter thing in the short segment, Gary. Beck has come out and said, we need to, you know, love everybody, understand this. But again, that's to make him look like the new sweet conservative, the guy that apologizes for conservatives because we're bad. No, we need to say, as a patriot, I don't do conservative or liberal. I just try to do the right thing. We have groups funded by foreign globalists and Nazi collaborators like this horrible person,
George Soros.
They're doing this. No, the Black Lives Matter movement is a compromised, bad organization. We say that's bad, but obviously we understand the plight of people in inner cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. We need to have empathy, but we also need to use our brains. You know, they released a study last month. There were 950 shootings by police officers in America in the first 6 months. Roughly 250 of them were blacks being shot. And many of them were shot by black police officers. But the other 750 were almost exclusively white. So we've got a problem, but it's not necessarily that we're shooting black people unfairly. Statistically, that's the fact.
Well, that's the fact. That's what's crazy is they act like it's the biggest story in the world. It's made up.
Yeah.
While they abort over half the black babies, you know, and no one wants to, yeah. It's just millions.
Yeah.
Let's play the clip of Beck, just because I said we get to it. Here he is on NPR. He's the new guy that goes on and makes everybody look bad and apologizes for the conservatives. Here it is.
I think it's important for us to appeal to everybody. You know, I had a new kind of thought on Black Lives Matter and the All Lives Matter thing. And the best way to explain it is, if we're all sitting around at a table having dinner and everybody gets pie except for you, and you say, my pie matters, I don't have pie, and everybody at the table looks at you and says, I know, all pie matters, it shows that the people at the table aren't really listening. I don't agree with the Black Lives Matter organizers. They are stated as anti-capitalist, and it's much more than just the police to them. It's about changing society entirely. But I can relate to them and understand them on many different fronts, and we need to start listening to each other and getting out of our own little...
The clip cuts out there. That is very, very twisted because... statistically, it's an issue going on everywhere, and it is an issue, but compared to all the other issues, it's small. It's artificially manipulated by the social engineers, and here he is saying, no, you've got no pie. Well, no, if a cop out of control shoots you, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, that's an issue. But I mean, he's implying that the other lives actually don't matter, that even though they died, they still got pie.
You know, I don't know what to hell he said. All pie matters.
Well, he's saying, you're at the table, you didn't get pie.
Yes.
And then you say, I want my pie. And they go, well, all pie matters.
Yeah, I mean, I heard that.
Because everybody's had a piece of pie taken. I'm telling you, man, it is the freaking...
bizarre.
Well, the point is I don't know how long this is going to go on. I don't know how Clear Channel has this on 500 radio stations.
That's
right. I tune into it sometimes, and it sounds like crazy. I don't mean to get off into Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
It's just...
Yeah. By the way, there's another stat on that thing, too. The black population is only 13%, but about 25% of them represented the cops killing people. The problem is 65% of violent crime is committed by black people. So
it's a fact. This has been culturally inculcated in this whole gang culture.
And, of course, the real problem is black-on-black killing. You know, that's way, way beyond. You know, in Chicago, I think, on Saturday, there were 12 of them.
By the way, there's a lot of cultural research on that, but there's also epigenetic research on that. dealing with. That's why whites mainly kill whites, too. It's not just proximity. There is cultural, basically, race memory and killing and having an enemy that looks like you.
Yeah.
And so there's some heavy research. We'll be back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Roger Stone has never called me this, I want to say upset, this excited. So that's former Trump campaign head. Talk about being humble, how much he influences Trump. He is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to go ahead and just host all this hour. Gary Haven has said he wants to ride shotgun with us. That is going to continue on here. We were getting into crime statistics and things. It's just not fair to say there's an epidemic of white officers killing black people when it doesn't exist. So we're not going, aha, we proved you black people wrong. We're saying this is total manipulation by a horrible war criminal who will go into Arab countries and put the radical Muslims in charge, who will go into one country and put Nazis in charge and overthrow governments. I mean, he is a literal James Bond villain. I mean, the new James Bond movie, it's the name of his company, Quantum. So MI6 knows who they're dealing with. He crashed the pound. He crashes countries. He's trying to stir people up. And we can sit here and laugh because it has entertainment value. The lady going, you know, we need our hair products. Don't burn down the neighborhood. In fact, we're going to go through some of those clips. But we shouldn't laugh so much as we see how sad it is. because everybody's buying into some form of propaganda. So I want to run through some of these clips. Let's play the sister of the guy that's dead. And she's saying, don't burn up your own neighborhood. Go to the suburbs. We're going to run through these clips. And I'm going to get into some of the other clips on TPP, you name it, with Gary Haven, who is the producer of Amerageddon, now exclusively available for the next week or so before it's in stores nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. But let's go to that clip.
Oh, everything! How is Mama going to fight for her love? Burn it down, ain't going to help nothing. Don't burn it down, we need an arm to give it. Take the to the suburbs. Burn that down. We need our weave. I don't wear it, but we need it.
We need our weaves. So that's the classic woman, you know, we need our lipstick and our and everything else. I tell you, that comes first. I gotta love women, they're so sweet, but and she's saying horrible stuff though. Go burn down the white people's neighborhood. But I gotta say, that's a step up from, I've got this one clip we played yesterday where the guy says, here, let me find it. I shouldn't laugh, but man, this stuff's so sad. I gotta have some gallows humor. I laugh at myself too, folks. But they got this guy going, we need stuff. The rich people aren't giving us money, so we burn down our own neighborhoods, the quote.
I saw it. It's extraordinary.
I mean, what in earth is going on here?
I'll tell you, here's the good news, Alex. This group of people that are saying these things is the minority. Most black people in this country, they're God-fearing. They want to raise your kids. They want them educated. And we got to support them.
They care about their families.
You betcha.
Well, no, absolutely. But look at the media pushing the narrative.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Soros, because that's who they admit, I mean, he's targeting groups that don't want open borders, came out in his emails. He wants jihadis in the U.S. Do you think it's a winning strategy?
Well, it's been effective.
Because here's the deal. I'm not against the Muslims in general, and I'm not against black people either.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit here and make an excuse like and put provisos in. I haven't done anything to anybody, and it's just not true. And so it's just crazy, because if I respond to it all sweet, people think I'm guilty and they don't listen. No. How do I slap folks upside the head in a loving way? I don't mean black people. I mean mainly the white pimps of this that push it and use it.
Yeah. You know, you do your best to state facts, to state the truth and the motive that's going on there. And you just pray to God that some of these people will start listening. They'll wake up and see the evidence. The evidence is clear. And what you're saying makes a lot more sense than the myths that they're perpetrating. You know, it reminds me, I remember when Obeck over there, referred to George Soros as spooky dude. I wonder if Spooky Dude has become his new hero since he's aligned himself with Black Lives Matter.
I was told this. I was told that Glenn Beck met 4 years ago with George Soros in New York for a three-hour meeting.
Yeah.
I've never said that until now. I was told this by Beck's security detail. You know, folks better watch what they're saying in front of their security details, because these guys are patriots on average.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Yeah, a lot of good information comes from these people who actually care about this country.
Well, saw how he went running to Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I don't want to get off into a Beck bash fest. Let's play a few more of these clips. Let's get to some of these. I haven't mentioned these and get off the whole drag the white people out of their cars and the media acts like this is a good thing. Again, to further stir it up. Let's talk about Gary Johnson. Quote, I would sign the TPP. Now, I've had Gary Johnson in studio over the years. Let's not exaggerate. Probably 10 times. I've known Gary Johnson since he was governor of New Mexico, probably 15 years. And he used to kind of be a real person when you'd meet him and stuff. The last 4 or 5 times I met him, he was like a robot. I've never met anybody like this in my life. And he'd be here, and I'm like, well, thanks for being here. Thank you, Alex. Good to see you. And he'd have his son with him who, like, runs his campaign, you know, good-looking guy, almost middle-aged, whatever. The point is, it'd be him and his son. I'd be like, well, how's it going? Great, I'll see you later. It was just really, the son was like kind of, I picked up this was an enemy camp.
Yeah.
And that he was just shielding himself to, like, have no emotion. Thank you. Good to see you. Now, I don't mean to be mean about that, but he's been in the studio. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, the libertarians under his leadership have just gone off the deep end. It's extraordinary. You know, what people need to understand about the TPP is that there is a panel judges that will see cases where corporations who have been damaged by sovereign laws of states in this panel will make a decision whether a company has lost profits. And that panel will make the decision on how much that profit is. And you can't, there's no right to appeal to sovereignty, to your own country. If they find that you've damaged the country by a law in Texas that prevents GMO, for example, which isn't likely to happen anytime soon.
Point is, it cedes control to foreign groups.
Yeah. We get, it overrides sovereignty. And how can the libertarians support a trade agreement that overrides the sovereignty of individuals?
How do you support open borders if Mexico doesn't pay for anchor babies, but we do? It's not fair.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have basically anybody bad immigrating here if we didn't have any welfare.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to think of myself as a libertarian.
I used to, too. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not since Gary Johnson. It is like, it's a joke. Oh, by the way. I've always been for decriminalization because I don't like the drug war.
Yeah.
But I mean, I love the drug culture. All they've done with this marijuana legalization is keep the feds where they bust you, have money at the state level, and then put everybody in a database that smoke and pot and basically take your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically just institutionalized. And this new marijuana, and I've said this before, I've never liked pot in my life. I'm not saying that because, hey, you know, I'm an anti-drug guy. I just don't like it. Alcohol's my issue, and I've always had an issue with it, and I like it. I mean, I won't lie. But I don't like stimulants, and I don't like, you know, stuff like marijuana that's in the hallucinogen class. But I, once a year or so, will be at an event, a party out in L.A., and there's some marijuana, and I want to know what it's like. I won't even do it anymore because I smoked some about a year and a half ago and couldn't get out of a chair for 3 hours. And, folks, I don't do this anymore, but I can drink, you know, an entire jug of Jack Daniels, and you won't even think I'm drunk. Ladies and gentlemen, this marijuana is so weaponized now. And they genetically engineered a lot of it. This is coming out. That I'm telling you, you better watch out. Marijuana is seriously dangerous now. And I'm not saying put people in jail for it. No. Let's be clear. But I want to put this out here. Marijuana now, the stuff going out there, is weaponized.
Yeah. You know, I'm with you on the drug war. It's by design to acquire control, give control over to the government. It's been very, very successful with that. I agree. We need, and I have a lot of friends will disagree with me on this. We need to do away with these drug laws, because all they have done is give power to the government.
Well, that doesn't mean we endorse the drugs, but here's the thing. Yeah. Soros, again, involved with the legalization, the pushing. Just because we're against putting everybody in prison doesn't mean we endorse the whole have 3-year-old smoke pot.
Yeah.
Especially when grown men can't get out of chairs when they smoke it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've observed the same thing. It's a dangerous thing right now. It's funny. I found myself agreeing with MoveOn.org over a few things. Now, is that spooky?
Well, they got to have a few issues that make sense.
Yeah, you know. If it comes to freedom and personal responsibility, that's really where I go with this whole thing. And at the end of the day, you know, if you're not responsible for yourself, someone or some other thing will assume responsibility.
Well, sure. And I mean, I remember being in high school and smoking some pot, and it kind of, you felt a little bit. But, I mean, the stuff now, I'm just saying, it is like a mule kicks you in the head. I mean, I don't know what they've done with the pot or whatever it is, because I'm not saying, oh, I smoke it once a year to test it like I'm a cop. No, I literally do, so I can be up to speed.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I don't know what they've done to it, man. It is strong, Gary.
Well, you know, it's consistent with 25% of the American population are on psychotropic drugs.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're just...
See, I'm very anti-drugs when I'm getting it.
Yeah. 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 And I am, too.
But I don't want to lock somebody up. They can call it Prozac.
Yeah. I read a study just 2 days ago that... 75% of the people that are on antidepressant drugs are not depressed. So
I know people that go in for back surgery and they go, "Oh, would you like a prescription antidepressant?" And they'll just write there. Oh, we've got a psychologist right here. Or a psychologist, they come right in. Just, oh, here's your.
Yeah, yeah. If you're sad, you get.
I went in for my 40th checkup a few years ago, and the guy was a nice doctor. And he's like, "Hey, you want a script for Viagra? You want a script for this? You want a script for you?" And I was like, "Do you do this for everybody?" They go, "Oh, yeah, that's what we do." They were just trying to just give me scripts.
Yeah,
I was like,
"Did you get to Viagra?"
I did. I never taken any. It's been out. I'm not gonna lie. You know, all it made me do was see blurred vision. I didn't like it. I think I was already doing okay in the department. I think I'm doing a little too good then. No, I mean, I did.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what's crazy though. And this is a pitch. Speaking of the devil, I'm gonna skip this break too. No, I went in. He's this great doctor. They took all this blood work. He goes, you haven't had a checkup in 20-something years? I said, no. They reattached my finger 10 years ago. That's my only doctor's visit. And he goes, well, blah, blah, blah. And so they took all this blood. I came back a month later, and they had all these computer diagrams and the blood work and everything. It's all high-tech now. He's one of the top guys in Austin, real nice guy. And he turned out he was a listener. And so he was just being friendly. But I think he gave me Cialis and that. So I kind of got both. And then I just took it just to see, and it was like, eh. And I think it's almost like placebo or something. And I'm not knocking these things. I'm sure for somebody it's working great. But I didn't see any difference. But when I started taking Supernova Vitality, that's what God gave us, all these herbs that block the estrogen mimickers and stuff, we don't advertise Supernova Vitality as for that or Anthroplex.
Yeah.
But absolutely, I mean, within one day of taking it, I noticed the difference. Yeah. And that shows what God's given us versus what, you know.
Yeah. And by the way, I take that as well. And people need to go on your website, and they need to
I didn't even know that, so be honest with me. A real review, and I know you won't give me a fake one. Gary Haven, maker of Amerigeddon, what nutraceuticals amount have you taken? I mean, and what do you think of them?
The Super Vitality. And keep in mind, I have a degree in nutrition. So, and I've written two New York Times bestsellers.
And you're one of the top supplement makers before. I mean, I know you produced a bunch.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot that. That's right.
Yeah.
How can I remember all this?
No, great products, well-researched, very effective. I recommend people go to your store and take advantage of the work you've done to create products.
Let's be clear. I went out and got the top people and said, I know I'm going to be an FDA target. I want the absolute cleanest, best stuff, and I don't want to mark it up 5 to 7 times like the average person. I want to put really expensive stuff in it, mark it up 100%. That's our policy. You should be able to pay for stuff with 100% markup.
Yeah, that's reasonable. And anyway, I certainly endorse your products. You want to go back to the movie for a minute?
Let's talk about Amerigeddon, which is available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively right now for the next week or so. You get 2 copies, and you get 2 free films with it.
Yeah, and this is an important movie because it's fact-based. We tell a story about an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, that shuts down the grid. And our Congress was warned that if this were to happen, 90% of the American population would die in 12 months. And so we're talking about the globalist, and to quote Henry Kissinger, the only thing standing in the way of a new world order is a strong America. One of the ways that they can diminish America quickly and severely is to allow for an EMP attack on this country. And in light of the events and things that are happening, I'm afraid this is a very likely scenario. So I made a movie about it. It's an entertaining movie, but it's fact-based. Everything from the National Defense Authorization Act, Executive Order 13603, the globalist movement.
But isn't a Carrington event even more likely? I mean, this is going to happen.
Yeah, I think the Carrington event now is, what was it, 10% over 10 years or something, which is pretty significant. But, you know, we got North Korea flying a satellite over our country twice a day that very likely is weaponized. And so I kind of put that as a higher event right now. You know, I talked to Dr. Peter Pry, who's probably been on your program. He's the foremost expert on this. He's with Homeland Security watch on EMP, and I asked him just recently.
Oh, I talked to a lot of Pentagon high ups, and they say, no, this EMP thing's a real issue. Yeah.
Well, when I asked Dr. Pry, I said, what's the chances that there's a nuclear weapon on the satellite that crosses our country twice a day? And his answer was fascinating. He said to me, I can't believe they don't destroy it. I can't believe they don't destroy it. So he strongly believes that twice a day we're at risk for a satellite.
With that little goblin in control of it.
Yeah, and of course the goblin's not really in control. You know, he's the puppet. If we wanted Chinese and Russia, and probably the elitists that control this whole thing, you know, and there's several groups of elitists. We haven't quite figured out who's in charge where, but they certainly are the ones that hold the fate of America in their hands.
Wow. Well, all I know is it's a great film. It's powerful. It's great to show young people, especially churches. What if folks want to show it to their church?
Well, buy a copy and feel free to show it in a public environment. I want people to see it.
I'm not knocking Mel Gibson and all these other folks, but they would make people pay a license fee and charge for tickets and pay him, and he'd have representatives there. Gary Haven did not need to make this film. He did not need to make a pretty big budget film. I mean, I'm just guessing watching it. I don't know what you spent. I mean, $5 million, $8 million? I mean, how much you spend on this? I know, you haven't told me before, but...
Yeah, you know, I've never said it publicly, but we're getting good. With the cost of distribution, we're getting close to the $5
million numbers. Okay, so I knew it was high budget.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, I thought it was like $10 million. Looks so good.
It does.
I saw those big crews and all the rest of it, and all the ads and the rest of it. So $5 million, you're not... You did this to reach people.
Yeah.
And if folks don't... Are we going to save the world with this film? No. Am I going to save the world next week? No. But... Might be that Secret Service agent that gives us info that tips the final domino. We're hitting them enough. We're going to see some big effects. We already are. And so you need to get this film. Every listener needs to get it. You need to show it to friends and family. And the fact that he's right here, you know, saying, show it to your church. Show it. What if folks want to put it on Access Television?
Well, let's get some more momentum from it.
I agree, because if you agree to that, then you might not get bigger TV rights. You want to put it on bigger TV.
Yeah.
I understand, because I've been involved in this myself. Yeah. Give folks some TV rights, it nixes out big ones to put it out to millions.
Yeah.
And when could we see this on TV then? Because I know there's some plans for that.
Probably towards the end of the year. We're going to have evolved to that level of
that. So film, theaters, DVD, and then TV.
Yep. In fact, it's showing at theaters across the country right now. So if go to the Amerigeddonmovie.com website.
I should have mentioned that more. I mean, I mentioned it earlier on. Yeah. In fact, give folks that URL again.
Yeah, Amerigeddonmovie.com, and click on the theaters, and it'll show you where it's showing around the country. It's even better to go to the theaters to see it. You know, it's a better production of it. And I tell you, you want to bring your friends to see this thing, especially those friends that are in doubt over this whole thing. Because we depict a real scenario that's fact-based. We also show you how to prepare for this and how to survive after it happens.
And let's add to that, people are getting the director's cut that is even bigger what you see in theaters. And so this is the first look director's cut.
Yeah, thanks for reminding of that. It's a director's cut with different content. You know, Hollywood has tried to diminish the final edit on this thing, but what Alex has available here at his website this week is everything.
The most hardcore version.
Yep. So this is a great place to acquire the movie and then to show it to your friends and family and even your churches.
Fox and Friends said, ultimate political thriller, all Americans should prepare for this type of situation. Fox and Friends. What happens when the government turns against you? This is totally going against the grain right here.
Yeah. You know, there were two purposes of this movie. One was to really show people the threat that exists to our survival as a country. The other one, which is the one that's probably put me at greater risk, is that this is by design, that the people in power, and it's not just the Democrats. You know, we pretty much know that they're given over to communism and the globalists, but the establishment Republicans, you know, they're the enemy in our camp. And as Cicero said, they're more dangerous than the enemy at the gates. So we are exposing power and how they're putting Americans at risk in this movie, as well as the EMP threat.
That's right. You can get one copy of the film Amerigeddon on DVD at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively right now, or get a second copy, two copies for $39.90, and get my first film, America Destroyed by Design, and then one of my latest, most powerful films, Fall of the Republic, that breaks down everything currently happening free. Two films free when you purchase two Amerigeddons, and I'm doing that because I want to get this film out. Another big thing people can do, if you really want to reach a lot of people, get two copies, keep one for your own archive, share, take the other and donate it to the library. So many people are smart because they closed all the video stores. I was reading an article about this in the Wall Street Journal about a year ago, that what's the most popular now at libraries is not the books anymore, but is people going and actually checking out the DVDs, the Blu-rays, all that. And so that's why you make a donation of this to your library. You're going to talk about hundreds of people that are going to check that out and watch it. That is amazing. All of that. I can't tell you how many listeners we run into on the street that found this show, not on a local AM or FM station, but over the internet over the years, because somebody gave them a DVD or somebody gave them a card with forbidden information, InfoWars.com, or they saw a bumper sticker, and it's just exponential. It's exponential. I can't imagine where InfoWars will be in a year, 2 years, 3 years. And I just pray to God that I can be humble and focused and make the right decisions with this great responsibility. But it's not just Alex Jones. It's what Gary Haven's doing. It's what Matt Drudge is doing. It's what WorldNet Daily's doing. It's what people like Donald Trump are doing. We all are just choosing to not be with the New World Order. And speaking of somebody who's choosing to do that, Roger Stone joining us. He's clamoring to get on. Never does that. I try to get him on the show. He's a busy guy. He says he's got big news you need to know about right now, coming up straight ahead. We need to tweet that out, too. This is big. Stay with us, former Trump campaign head.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Well, it's serendipitous that Mr. Haven is here with us, the producer and star of Armageddon. And then we also have Mr. Stone here with us. Now, Mr. Stone, I'm normally clamoring to get him on the broadcast, Roger Stone. Today, he's got stuff so important he wants on the broadcast. So I don't think I've seen him this animated in a while. He's still stone cold over there. But Roger Stone is our guest. Gary Haben is our guest till the end of the hour as well. So much going on. Trump coming out, organizing against election fraud. A lot of polls going back even with Hillary. Trump predicting landslides in many of these battleground states. We're going to ask Roger Stone why he thinks that is. I know some of the internal polls with just private groups I talk to say Trump's actually ahead and that this is all just media hoax with 15% more Democrats being sampled by Reuters and others. But I know Roger Stone will give me his real take on this. Unlike a lot of other politicos, advisor to at least four presidents, worked for nine different campaigns for president, and somebody who can really give us the inside scoop on what's happening. I know also the cover of the New York Times this morning, because I got up at 6 a.m. and was reading it, secret ledger in Ukraine's list, cash for Donald Trump's campaign chief. I don't know what Roger's going to stay here, but I've followed this closely. That's like saying, oh, we have a secret list of somebody that paid their electric bill. It's no secret that his business partner of decades, Mr. Manafort, has worked for the previous elected president of Ukraine. But they put this headline out and act like, oh, it's mysterious, oh, it's bad, to ignore all the admitted evidence of Hillary giving up one-fifth of the U.S. uranium supply to the Russians for $35 million. That's been in the Wall Street Journal. So there's WikiLeaks has said no real connections in our hacks to Trump and the Russians. Hillary, it's amazing, but not as bad as the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians. So joining us till the end of the transmission is Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. Good to have you, my friend.
Great to be here, Alex. You kind of read my mind, because this is precisely what I want to address. The New York Times should be ashamed of themselves. This story, if you read it carefully, indicates that Manafort is not the subject of an investigation, that there is no evidence of secret campaign or financial transfers to him. This is a nothing burger. All the news that's fit to print, embellished with a Clinton tin. There's no story here. This was manufactured news. Now, juxtapose that with the New York Times' failure to delve into the current criminality at the Clinton Foundation. The Clintons have set up a Clinton Foundation Canada that is unregulated, where millions of dollars from Mr. Justra, who purchased the uranium concession, have flowed. You know how much of that has been reported in the New York Times? None. So this is a manufacture, which I can reveal here, is done on the basis of research that was conducted in Ukraine by Sidney Blumenthal using heavy-handed private detectives. They have dug for months on Manafort, and they have found nothing. There is no investigation. Manafort is not a target. The scrawled note that is in the headline tracks to no bank transfer records. There is no proof of any payment to Manafort. It's a canard.
But expanding on that, he has been an international consultant to hundreds of different groups, and so I don't care if he's been a consultant to an elected government. It's George Soros running around overthrowing governments.
Well, and he has never worked for the Ukrainian government or for the Russian government.
So he hasn't.
As you point out, Alex, the whole involvement of Putin and the Russians is a canard. Let's be very clear. The DNC hacked emails involving the theft from Bernie Sanders and the role of Deborah Wasserman Schultz was hacked by Crucifer 2 and posted online 5 weeks ago. When it got no traction, he took those documents to WikiLeaks. They put them out, and they received substantial traction. No involvement by the Russians, no involvement by Putin. The whole idea that Manafort and Trump are somehow aligned with Putin, working with Putin, this is a falsehood.
Well, I've now confirmed from our NSA sources, not just Benny on air, but the word is that it's been tracked. It is U.S. sources in intelligence leaking most of this now because they're so concerned about Hillary. And I have had the Secret Service, Mr. Stone, directly give us intel confirming her medical issues now, which I tell you is one of the scariest things I've ever done because I don't know how serious this is.
Yeah, look, I think that her medical issues are yet another example of the New York Times shirking their responsibilities and essentially writing nothing.
But isn't the New York Times owned by a Mexican kingpin now? I mean, let's get real here.
No, it is owned by Carlos Slim, who is the largest single donor to the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. That's who owns a controlling interest in the New York Times, which is why you have this assault on Paul Manafort, which is really about attacking Trump, instead of any investigative journalism about the corruption of the Clintons. This is disgraceful. And frankly, I never heard of the reporters whose names are on this story, but they should be ashamed of themselves because they admit no government official says Manafort has been charged with wrongdoing in the story. He is not the subject of
the investigation. Well, why don't we just have an article saying that they found the yellow cake, Niger uranium, at Paul Manafort's house?
Well, what's particularly disturbing about this is that within seconds of it being posted last night, it was tweeted online by Corey Lewandowski. So now I think it is fair to say that Lewandowski is in league with Sidney Blumenthal and the Clintons, and in this case, with the New York Times, to discredit.
And he works with CNN.
Campaign. Pathetic. Really pathetic.
So now you used to tell me privately you thought Lewandowski was an idiot. You're saying now you think he's been an operative all along, or just now?
Well, why would you do something detrimental to the Trump campaign? Why would you spread complete disinformation? Unless, of course, you're putting yourself ahead of Trump, which is what I think he has done in this instance. Look, Alex, as you know, late last week, shortly after it became known on this program that I have had some back-channel communication with WikiLeaks and Julian Assange regarding the fact that everything that Huma Abedin and Cheryl Mills, the Clinton aides, thought that they erased on Hillary's illegal server is in the possession of WikiLeaks. Probably also the Chinese, the Russians, the Saudis, and the Israelis, but most definitely in the hands of WikiLeaks. This is political dynamite. Shortly thereafter, as you know, I myself was hacked. It's far worse than I reported last week. My personal email accounts, my business email accounts, my bank account was accessed. My websites were accessed. My social media feeds were accessed. Two of my associates who work with me, one based in Texas, one based in California, both hacked at the same time.
So a total data scoop to find out who you're talking to.
30 years worth of political contacts erased. Email contacts erased.
Sabotage.
Documents that I was working on, research I was working on, erased. Now, fortunately, all of this is backed up in a server in New York, and therefore all they've done is make me more determined to bring them down and put me back about 4 or 5 days.
Well, Trump's coming to town in a few weeks. I hope you'll come here so you and I can meet, obviously, here in Austin, get you down here, Roger. I've got Mr. Haben here, who was really looking forward to speaking to you sometime about things he wants to do, working with the campaign, and pop him with any questions you've got. Because it's always great to have a wild card question, Gary. But specifically, when he says, we know if we don't win Pennsylvania that we've been stolen, is that obviously because the internal polling shows he's ahead? He's having giant crowds. The Democrats say we're all for you. Most Democrats I talk to say they're for Trump. They see right through Hillary. She can't even get 176 people at her rallies now. He gets 30,000. I mean, it really seems like they're putting out these polls to create the hoax that he's behind so that people think he's going to lose. What's the real numbers right now, as best you can tell, Mr. Stone?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Alex. It was my intention today to publish a major paper on exactly how this election can be rigged and where exactly I expect it to happen. To be clear, both parties have been involved in machine rigging. It's the party in power in the given states that will rig the machines, and therefore Pennsylvania and Virginia are two states that must be monitored closely. What do I mean by that? Very simply, we need to conduct exit polls so if the difference between the results, the official results from the machines, and the exit polls are different, we will know that this election has been rigged. That has to be done. I'm going to unveil a plan shortly to do it. But the hacking of my email, frankly, put me behind a day or two. No big deal, because the struggle continues.
By the way, I don't think it's internal sabotage, but the link that they put is so hidden you can't even find it. It took us days to find the link on DonaldJTrump.com for volunteers to sign up for that. So we're sending out a mass email, and we're going to post it in the next few minutes to Infowars.com with the actual URL where people can go sign up. In fact, it's gone live. Share this link to help Trump stop rigged elections. Trump calls on Americans to become election observers. There's a video I shot pointing out that for dinner with Trump or to donate to Trump or all this stuff is literally hidden and inaccessible by any link. It took data mining, Roger, to find this on the site. So I just want to let the campaign know about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very important to have every polling place covered. And the Trump campaign is going to do some of that. Citizens for Trump, the fabulous grassroots organization that co-sponsored our rally in Cleveland, is going to do some of that. We're ramping up StopTheSteal.com again for this specific purpose. These machines can easily be hacked. It takes a $15 device that you can buy at Best Buy to allow you to vote multiple times.
Sure, I mean, the audience knows that, our answer, but I mean, why do you think Obama came out and flipped out and said, what's a rigged election? Didn't he put his foot in his mouth with that one?
Well, he said it was ridiculous. You see, what they're trying to do is discredit any claim that this election is not honest up front. The fact that Obama says the entire concept of rigging the election is ridiculous convinces me all the more that they will attempt to do it.
Well, they just tried to steal the nomination and did from Sanders. Gary, jump in here with some questions. You said there's a lot you want to ask Mr. Stone.
Yeah. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, Roger. Good to see you. I've been trying to connect here for a while. You know, you mentioned something really interesting with the Clinton Foundation, that it was first founded in Canada. And I wanted to add something to that. Canadian law allows that foundation in Canada to not reveal the donors. And then, of course, they transfer the money into the U.S. where it's safe from being revealed.
So obviously criminal. If I did this, they arrest me.
Yeah, it is, and so.
Yes, they've done the exact same thing in a number of other jurisdictions. Look, the Clinton Foundation, Gary, as you know, is not a charitable organization. It's a slush fund for grifters.
Yeah.
It is a vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes that were paid to the Clintons in return for governmental favors. The Russians paid, the Chinese paid, the Saudis paid, and they all got something. It's a classic case.
Let me raise this. Why is the media, I mean, if I thought there was a ceiling on hysteria, let's say that's a 10, they've now gone to a 30. I mean, it is into the world panic, run around, just lying. I mean, it's got a backfire on them. Are they panicking because they know Trump's really ahead in their own internal polling? Because if he was so far behind like they claim, they wouldn't be running around like it's the end of the world.
No, I think they're panicking because they understand that should he be elected, it's the end of the old order. It's the end of the two-party duopoly. It's the end of the neocons controlling our government. It's the end of the erosion of our civil liberties. It's the end of debt and massive spending. It's the end of the new world order.
That's what they said in the Washington Post.
It's the end of bailouts on Wall Street for the crooks and swindlers. It would open up a whole new era of economic growth and prosperity as Trump trimmed regulations and formulated tax policy that would be job creation friendly. So he challenges the two-party duopoly and 30 years of bad decisions.
Sure, I want Gary to jump in with some more questions because I love the wild card. But other tidbits, Roger Stone, that folks should be aware of right now. What are you concerned about?
Well, my number one concern, of course, is this effort by the mainstream media to call this election over in August. It's not even Labor Day, and you had this major New York Times piece that has the Trump campaign in disarray, the candidate dispirited.
He's giving up. It's all over. This is like taking what happened with Ben Carson to the next level. I mean, shouldn't we make them make the point that they're staging a hoax here?
Well, it's not only a hoax, but anybody who reads this stuff understands that that is not Trump. Trump is a fighter. Trump never quits things midstream. That's not him. He won this nomination in a hostile takeover of the Republican Party.
He never settles lawsuits. He loves it.
No, he's a fighter. So the idea that he is going to quit, that whole MacGuffin was first put out by the Republican National Committee and then kind of picked up by the Clinton spin machine as a way to dampen the enthusiasm of both donors and volunteers. This election's far from over. You have a number of debates that are going to be pivotal. Donald Trump would like to see the minor party candidates, Jill Stein and Gary Johnson, in those debates. I predict Hillary will never agree to that. The Presidential Commission on Debates is not appointed by the president is not a commission, and it's most definitely not about debate. It's about limiting debate. They will want these debates at a time that almost nobody can see them. They will want a format that will not allow Trump to cross-examine Hillary. Now, she hasn't had a press conference in 57 days?
I was about to say, she clearly can't even hardly stand up now. I was watching her today with Biden sitting there. She looks like she's about to die. How's she going to be in an hour and a half, two-hour debate? I think Trump should push for as long as possible.
And he should keep a list of all the questions she has failed to answer these many months. I can think of.
Yeah, I would say, since you ever have press conferences, let me ask you about Benghazi. Let me ask you about your foundation.
Right.
And, and then, I mean, they'll probably put Megyn Kelly as the moderator of all three.
Well, so the point is you have these debates. Then you also have this devastating information from WikiLeaks, which I expect to continue. So what I've seen online, the trolls that work for David Brock at Correct the Record and Media Matters.
Yeah, they tell you a lot about what they troll with. What are they worried about?
Oh, they're constantly attacking you and I personally. It's all name-calling. And now they're trying to discredit Assange because they know he has the goods. It's all trolls. It's all AstroTurf. It's all BS. By the way, both those organizations, Correct the Record and Media Matters for America, are operating illegally in violation of their legal charter under the IRS. So it is typical of the Clinton types. Throw names, call names, personal character assassination. They can't refute my book, The Clinton's War on Women, which you can get right here at the InfoWars store. They're not able to refute it on a factual basis, so they engage in name-calling.
Why are they? Because I use the word surreal to see CNN, MSNBC every night attacking you and I. And they're not doing it because we're discredited. They're doing it because they're so scared of the fact that it's our talking points that are reality-based that Trump is talking about wherever he's getting them and that is so effective against them. I mean, why are they so scared of us? It's bizarre to always be front and center in the middle of this. And Gary, jump in any time.
Well, you guys are purveyors of truth. You know, Roger, you laid out a really good argument, the difference between a Trump presidency as opposed to these other guys. You know, as a marketer, I'm always looking for reducing things to the ridiculous. I'm tempted to say this is nationalism versus globalism.
This is suicide versus life.
Yeah. Is that a viable argument, or is that ridicule rich?
First of all, I think it's an absolutely accurate and viable argument for some less sophisticated voters. Perhaps it bears some explanation, but essentially the entire rise of Trump is a rejection of the policies that have brought this country.
Trump is America fighting for its life. Trump is the last gasp if we don't take it. Trump is what you were praying for, people.
But Gary, I think, just put his finger on it. This is the globalists. Those who believe in the New World Order, those who believe in regional government, those who no longer believe in American sovereignty, American power, versus the nationalists. They try to put a negative connotation on that. Trump loves America. He believes in the promise of America. He believes in the exceptionalism of America. He believes in American sovereignty and American power. And that's why the New York Times is attacking.
They hate the American power part. They do not like that. Because they've used our power to parlay into world government, and now they think we're done with this like we're some old hooker. And no, that's not happening. It's just not happening.
Well, I'm all for having a simplistic approach because, let's face it, we're fairly sophisticated in this area. We have time and spent on it. But to get the attention of the average voter, you know, we can't be bombastic, which is tempting to do because of our frustration.
I am.
But we need – actually, I was talking about you.
I know.
I was about to say Trump bombastic.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I'd really like to see some smart marketing here because there are so many things that are obvious now that and thanks to Trump, we have permission to talk about the politically incorrect. We have permission to talk about globalism and where that leads.
I would have ads where I went, the Chinese president says we can't have Trump. The Saudi president says we can't have Trump, or the Saudi leader. This leader says that one leader. What about you? I mean, I would just say like, but, you know, what do the voters say?
Or the Communist Party fully supports Hillary.
Exactly. Communist Party, you. I mean, every demon group on earth is against Trump. This is a no-brainer for me. Roger?
That's about right. I do think that this is going to continue. because the mainstream media is not going to let up. They want this race to be over right now, probably because they know that Hillary doesn't have the stamina for the close.
That's my next question. I'm glad you brought that up. She's crawling. She's falling apart. She's degenerating. They're even starting to admit it, mainstream media. What are they planning then? I mean, are they going to replace her, have a fake assassination attempt to make her a hero?
They'll never replace her because the they is she. The Clintons are now in control of the Democratic Party. Many of my friends in the Democratic Party are supporting her, not because they want to, but because they're afraid not to. The Clintons are famously vindictive, and they keep score. Additionally, however, you have Trump out last week doing four campaign events in one day. This guy's almost 70, but he is showing a Herculean personal stamina, working like a dog to win this election. She can barely stand up. She has continued to eschew any questions about anything, her health, the Clinton Foundation, ISIS. Last week, as you know, Trump landed a clean punch because Obama and Hillary, as well as the Bush administration, are responsible for the rise of ISIS.
Yes.
And the mainstream media attempted to ridicule Trump as if that is untrue. However, it is true. At a minimum, one would have to deny, indisputably, Hillary armed ISIS. And that is a stone-cold fact.
And she created the vacuum and put them in charge and did everything else for them. So, from the internal polls of the research, for me, I think there's this closeted group. I know there is, that is, you know, most said they're voting for Trump. I think Trump's way ahead. I mean, I know we can't be overconfident here, but I think this illusion that Hillary's really ahead has to be defeated.
I actually don't think that Trump is necessarily ahead. He may be down 3 or 4 points. Remember, polling is only good in the episecond in which it is taken. The instant it's compiled, it is technically already obsolete because things are moving around. Voters are moving around. They are affected by the daily coverage of the race, both good and bad. So the numbers are always going to fluctuate. Is Hillary pulled out to some insurmountable lead? Absolutely not. Is Trump still even or leading in more than half of the swing states? Yes, he is. Is there any place in which he's now out of range other than reliably blue states where he never was going to win any place? The answer is no. So despite the fact that the mainstream media attempts to put this race away, to call it for Hillary in August,
all right,
is just not...
All right, Gary, yeah. Have a final question, and then Roger Stone, any other points you need to make? We've got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, you know, what's funny, we forgot about what he spoke about ISIS last week. That's huge.
Huge courage. I'm so proud I support Trump.
Yeah, you know, when I'm friends with Rand Paul, and during the debate, he was being accused of being an isolationist, and he uttered the words, "Well, the first thing I would do is stop supporting ISIS." And then he shut up. And I told him later, I said, "Why didn't you go down that trail?" You know, what turned me on to ISIS being a CIA creation was when the weapons in Mosul were completely turned over. The vehicles, there were 2,500 armored Humvees with the keys left in the ignition. And, you know, and we had an aircraft carrier right out there in the Persian Gulf, could have sent two F-18s and destroyed it.
Absolutely. So that facts out. Roger Stone, 60 seconds. Closing comments on that.
You know what's particularly disturbing to me was the way Katie Turr of NBC goes up on her Twitter feed and says Trump is wrong about ISIS. No, Katie, Trump is absolutely right about ISIS.
Well, that's right. I think they went too far because that's a known fact, and that really shows the mainstream media is losing its power. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great to be here. Thanks, Alex.
You bet. Let's talk on the phone this afternoon if you can. Gary Haben, the film, AmeriGeddon, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for everything you've done, my friend. And I want to thank the audience and the great crew. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.